This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries that are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. Well, right now, I'm actually in Albuquerque, New Mexico, taping here, and we have with us Dr. Seth Shostak, senior astronomer at the SETI Institute. That's a search for extraterrestrial intelligence. You know, I'm not that far from Roswell, New Mexico, where some people think that a flying saucer fell back in 1947. Well, who knows for sure, but I'm actually here addressing a science conference, because that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the science of the search for extraterrestrial intelligence with Dr. Seth Shostak of the SETI Institute, one of the leading organizations that is probing the heavens to find out what's out there. And you may want to go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I have 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one just hit the New York Times bestseller list a few months ago. And it's called The Future of Humanity. We're going back to the moon. In fact, we're going to Mars, maybe Titan, and one day to the stars. The late Stephen Hawking already had plans to build the first starship. It's the size of a postage stamp, blasted by laser beams. But it would reach Alpha Centauri in the Centauri system in about 20 years' time. And who knows, maybe after that, we'll be able to tweak Einstein's theory, create wormholes, and maybe, who knows for sure, journey to the distant stars. So go to my website to find out what I'm up to. It's mkaku.org. Or go to my Facebook site. We have 3 million fans on Facebook. And today we are talking about the search for extraterrestrial intelligence with the man himself, Dr. Seth Shostak. Dr. Seth Shostak, you've probably seen him on TV on a number of great programs. He got his bachelor's degree in physics from Princeton University, his PhD from Caltech. His latest book is called Confessions of an Alien Hunter. And he has his own radio program as well. It's bigpicturescience.org. So you may want to check it out if you want to find out what the latest is about the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. So Seth, once again, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
It's always a pleasure, Michio.
Okay, well, I've asked you this question before, but you were destined to become a professor of physics working on some obscure topic that nobody understands, and here you are, an alien hunter. So what was the turning point? What was the turning point when you suddenly said to yourself, no, I got to be part of this grand search for extraterrestrial intelligence in the universe? What was the turning point?
Well, Mitchell, you certainly make the first possibility sound pretty attractive, being a physics professor at some unheard-of university in some faraway place. That might have been interesting. But, in fact, I was doing radio astronomy when I was, at the universities, and studying galaxies, actually, using big radio telescopes. And that is interesting stuff. There's no doubt about it. We've learned a lot about the universe, things like dark matter and so forth, by doing that kind of work. So it was interesting, for sure. But on the other hand, it occurred to me, even in graduate school, I have to say, that the instruments I was using to try and learn more about galaxies could also be the instruments that might tell us that there's somebody out there. And that was a very romantic notion. So when I later in life got a phone call from the SETI Institute, and they said, hey, did you want a job over here? I was inclined to say yes, and I did.
Okay, well, when you first started searching for alien civilizations in outer space, we had zero planets outside the solar system that could harbor intelligent life. And now, because of Kepler and the hard work of astronomers, 4,000 extrasolar planets have been discovered, and we can now take a rough census of the Milky Way galaxy, our own backyard. So when you look out in the sky at night, on average, what percent of the stars you see in the galaxy have planets, Earth size, Jupiter size? What fraction of the stars you see on a typical night would have planets going around them?
Well, that indeed was the big development of the past 20 years, I guess. One of the biggest developments in astronomy, because you're right. When I was a kid and, you know, would occasionally go to the Hayden Planetarium in Manhattan there, they would tell you, well, we don't know if there are planets out there or not. We think there probably are, but it could be that making planets is a very difficult process and there really aren't too many, and you should be grateful for the 9 we have. I guess it's 8 now. So, that is a big discovery to find planets around other stars. And the people that do that, some of them actually even here at the SETI Institute, I used to ask them on a regular basis as they were finding more and more of these things, look, if you had a perfect telescope, what fraction of stars indeed do you think would reveal themselves to have planets? And the numbers were 70%, 80%. Well, for an astronomer, 70 or 80% is the same as all. Now, there is one caveat. So, if you say all, then that means when you look up at the sky, essentially all the stars you're looking at have planets. On the other hand, it's also the case that when you look up at night with your eyes, you tend to see the brightest stars. You're not seeing the average stars out there. They're too dim. Stars like the sun. You don't see those. You see very, very big stars that burn out very quickly. So they may have planets, but they're not going to be planets that ET is likely to be on, because they don't live long enough for life to get started and get to the point of developing something intelligent. But in general, 70, 80, 90, 100% of all stars have planets. That means in the Milky Way galaxy we have roughly a trillion planets with a T.
That is amazing. Now, years ago, you were quoted as saying that, who knows, maybe in 20, 25 years, we will make contact with an extraterrestrial civilization. So, given the fact that we keep finding more planets every month, has that figure been revised? Do you still think that within roughly 25 or so years, we will make contact with an extraterrestrial civilization?
Well, I have to say, I made that bet, and I promised everybody in the audience, it was just a talk I was giving somewhere, but I promised everyone in the audience I would buy them a cup of coffee if I was wrong, if we didn't find a signal coming from ET within that time. Now, on the one hand, I'm buying a lot of Starbucks stock, but on the third hand, I still stand by that. And it's not so much because we're finding more planets, although that's, important. At this point, we already know that planets are common. The basis of that bet that I made with the public is that the equipment, the technology being used for the search is getting better very quickly. It's essentially following what's called Moore's Law and kind of doubling in speed every couple of years. So that means that this search is getting faster and faster, and it was on that basis that I made this bet. I still stand by that. I may have to buy a lot of coffee, got to tell you.
Okay. Well, everyone knows that when you see a science fiction movie, you want to see the money shot. You want to see the alien. So the movie Contact that Carl Sagan helped to inspire, I thought was a little bit disappointing at the end, because you never get to see the alien at the end of the science fiction movie. But now you are saying that perhaps when we do meet aliens from outer space, they may not be biological at all, I guess, given the rigors of traveling from star to star. So what are your thoughts now? You've changed your opinion a bit. So you're saying that intelligent life, once they land on the White House lawn to announce their existence, they may not look like any of the science fiction movies that we all love to see. Well, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, they're exactly that, Nishio, because, indeed, if you look at...
Oh, Seth, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we'll talk about the money shot. What do the aliens really look like? So, once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can always give us a call, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. So, once again, our special guest today, Dr. Seth Shostak, Senior Astronomer at the SETI Institute in Mountain.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Dr. Seth Shostak. He's a senior astronomer at the SETI Institute. That's a search for extraterrestrial intelligence. And just before the break, I asked him about, well, what do the aliens look like? I mean, that's the money shot. When you go see a science fiction movie, you always wait to see, well, gee, what do those aliens look like? I saw the movie Contact, inspired by Dr. Carl Sagan's novel. And I was a little bit disappointed at the end because the aliens, well, they could assume any shape they want. And so they look just like us. Was that a cheap way to simply save money on aliens? Or, well, what do scientists really think? So, Seth, you recently changed your mind that perhaps they're not all biological like we're used to seeing in Star Wars and the different Star Trek movies. So what are your thoughts now concerning what these aliens may actually look like?
Well, you're certainly certainly right there. It was a little disappointing in Contact to see the aliens and just, you know, see the guy next door, or as it was, Jodie Foster's father, as he was portrayed in the film, when you really want to see the aliens. Now, it's true that the aliens in the movies tend to all look, well, to begin with, they all kind of look alike, but they also look like us. I mean, they're gray, and they don't have any hair, and, you know, that kind of thing. But
yeah, funny noses, right, on Star Trek.
Yes, that's right. You just wrinkle their foreheads, and suddenly they're aliens. But otherwise, they look like, you know, somebody you might pass on the streets. On the one hand, that may save them money, but today with the computer animation, that's not really much of an argument anymore. I think it saves them a backstory in the movie. They don't have to explain what these things are. You instantly know, hey, that's an alien. So, you know, that saves some time in the script. But I think that the point is, if you look at what humans are doing, particularly in this century, and you're the expert on the future of humanity here, you know, we're kind of developing our own successors, right? We're building machines that can not only weld cars together, but machines that can think, that can, you know, write the great American novel. And it's, you know, people at Stanford tell me that we'll have a machine that can write the great American novel by the middle of this century. Well, you know, that's a very short time period between developing science and developing machines that can think better than humans can. And at that point, some of them may leave, get into, you know, go into space because there's a lot more energy and, you know, resources out in the distant parts of the galaxy than here on Earth. So the premise here is that the majority of the intelligence in the universe is not soft and squishy protoplasm, but in fact, you know, deliberately constructed stuff, machines. And so if we pick up a signal coming from space, I think that there's a really good chance that what's behind the microphone is not some little gray guy, but some sort of machine.
Or maybe part biological, part cybernetic. I mean, the rigors of outer space are vast. Radiation, accidents, weightlessness. So why not? Why not genetically modify ourselves and cybernetically modify ourselves? So you think there may be some kind of combination of the two? But, well, what are your thoughts? You've thought about this.
Yeah, well, a little bit. Not I'm not a biologist. That's one of my many shortcomings. But yeah, we're going to do that. That's for sure. I'm talking to you from the Silicon Valley here, and there are plenty of people within 2 miles of my desk who will tell you that, look, you know, within 20 years, you'll be able to surf the web by just thinking the search terms rather than typing them into Google or something like that. That will have chips in your head or wherever that'll be helping you to never forget stuff and whatever. That's for sure. But in the end, what you're doing there is you're improving this critter, namely a Homo sapiens, who has room for a 3-pound brain. I mean, you know, maybe what you really want is some machine that's the size of an office building that can do a heck of a lot more than whatever you could put in people's bodies. So while I agree with you, I'm sure that we will become more cybernetic ourselves. I think that the real future lies with, you know, sort of throwing away all the protoplasm and concentrating on the machine.
Okay, and let me tell you my point of view. It's something that I've thought about. And, well, you know, pick it apart and tell me what's wrong or what's right. I think that in the future we're going to digitize the human body, digitize the human mind. We're going to be able to have all our credit card transactions, the internet transactions, Instagram photographs, everything, even the neurons of our brain digitized. And we'll be able to put it on a laser beam because laser beams can transport vast amounts of information, and you could put your consciousness on a laser beam and shoot it to the moon. In 1 second, your consciousness is on the moon. In 15 minutes, you're on Mars. In an afternoon, you're in the asteroid belt. And so you could zip around the entire solar system at the speed of light. And on the moon, there's a mainframe computer where you can download your consciousness, all the bits and things that are necessary to reconstruct human consciousness, and then put you in an avatar. avatar. The avatar, you would then feel and walk on the moon as if you are actually on the moon. And the avatar would probably look like you, except you would be superhuman, super handsome. You'd be able to walk on Mars, go past Jupiter. In an afternoon, you could soar across the entire solar system and come back for dinner at the speed of light. No more flying saucers, no more radiation to worry about, no more accidents involving rockets blowing up. No, you travel throughout the universe at the speed of light, and I call this laser porting. And maybe there's a highway out there that was too primitive to figure out, a highway containing millions of souls that are simply teleporting, laser porting themselves across the galaxy. So what are your thoughts? Maybe the aliens are so advanced they don't even bother with flying saucers at all. They simply download their consciousness in a laser beam and explore the universe at the speed of light. What are your thoughts?
Well, I certainly agree with you that the best way to travel to the stars is to do it at the speed of light and not have to worry about, carrying all those lunches with you you'll need otherwise. But the problem with this idea, of course, is that you need that machine at the other end that receives the laser beam and then turns it into you, into that avatar. I mean, if it's going to be something with a body and, muscles and all the usual stuff. So that's a difficult problem. And getting that machine out there, of course, is something that's also difficult. But in principle, you're right. I mean, you just want your information, your DNA, for example, the code of your DNA, that would all fit on a CD, if anybody remembers what a CD is. And you could broadcast that on a laser beam in, probably much less than a minute. And it would travel at the speed of light to anywhere you want to go, just as you say. So it could be that that's the way you get around. You don't send the baryons. You don't send the material. You just send the information. That certainly seems reasonable, except for this problem that you have to have something at the other end. That's a little difficult, but and maybe that's the case. But again, it assumes that what you're trying to send are biological organisms. You're trying to send, my brother with everything that's in his brain and, all the information about his body. We're trying to send that into space. But if by that point the real intellects of the cosmos are machines themselves, well, then that's what you're sending. You're sending the contents of those machines. It's sort of like, the hard drive on your computer. Just send that into space and forget about all the information about his liver and, elbow and everything else.
Right. Well, as one person pointed out, one bottleneck in my idea is that the first generation to laser port, they have to go to Mars the old-fashioned way. They have to transport silicon and steel and stuff to build a mainframe computer capable of downloading all that information in a laser beam. And then that mainframe computer controls an avatar, so then you feel everything the mechanical avatar feels. But to go to the stars, well, the first generation to go there has to go the old-fashioned way. You can laser port yourself at the speed of light once the mainframe computer is established. But before it's established, you got to go the old-fashioned way. Okay, well, let me ask you another question. Some people say that radio is so 20th century and that aliens of the future may use more advanced ways, maybe lasers, neutrinos, or pi mesons or whatever. But what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about maybe we're not using the communication system that the aliens would use? What are your thoughts?
Well, indeed, I think I get emails every day or phone calls from people who say, you guys are looking for radio signals from the aliens? Radio is so old school. Well, I mean, we've had radio for a century. To call it old school, I guess that's right. But on the other hand, the wheel is pretty
old. Seth, we have to take yet another short commercial break. But also, I'll ask you another question. Is it dangerous? Is it dangerous to advertise our existence before we know what the aliens want? So once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Actually, I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico right now, not that far from Roswell, New Mexico, where some UFO buffs claim a flying saucer crash landed back in 1947. Well, I'm not here to talk about flying saucers. I'm here to talk about science to other scientists and engineers. But we have on the line with us Dr. Seth Shostak, the dean of the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. He's a senior astronomer. astronomer at the SETI Institute in Mountain View. That's a search for extraterrestrial intelligence. He got his bachelor's in physics from Princeton, PhD in physics from Caltech, and now spends his day, A, trying to raise money for the SETI Institute, but B, looking at outer space. Now, we talked about the fact that radio is what we listen to eavesdrop on conversations between alien civilizations, but some people say, I mean, that's so 20th century. I mean, come on, the aliens are way ahead of us, but, well, what else are we going to do? So what are your thoughts about maybe using another way to detect alien civilizations in space?
Well, it's true. As I mentioned before the break, I get emails every week, sometimes every day, from people who think radio is kind of old school. But on the other hand, what you have to do is look at the physics of the situation. How can you send bits of information from one world to another? And radio is obviously one way you could do that. Lasers, which are basically the same as radio, because light and radio waves are the same thing, it's just at different frequencies, if you will. So you could send lasers, and indeed we have some experiments where we look for flashing lasers in the sky, but people suggest things like, as you say, neutrinos, gravitational waves are a real favorite, and, other schemes like subspace communication, which is what they use on Star Trek. The trouble is, if I go to the local bookstore, I can't find a textbook on subspace communication, so it's really hard to build the equipment. So
doesn't exist, right?
Yes, it doesn't exist. So, as far as we know, it doesn't really help to say, try subspace communication. We can't try it. We don't know anything about it. But things like neutrinos and gravitational waves, we do know something about. And maybe neutrinos, but the problem with a neutrino, for those who care, is that, each neutrino carries a lot of energy. So it's very expensive to make a whole lot of neutrinos, and it's also kind of difficult to detect them. I mean, there's an experiment down in Antarctica, and, I think it's the University of Wisconsin built it, and it's designed to detect neutrinos, but it's a half a mile on a side. This is a big thing. And it doesn't detect very many of the neutrinos that get into it. So neutrinos are hard, maybe not impossible that you can communicate that way. Think of gravitational waves. They're great. You don't have to point your antenna at anything. The gravitational waves will come from all directions. But to make a gravitational wave that's strong enough for us to easily detect it, you need to do things like smash a couple of black holes together or something like that. That's not a very easy transmitter to build either.
Very difficult.
That's kind of hard. So, yeah, maybe radio is old school, but honestly, no matter how advanced the aliens may be, I can hardly believe that they wouldn't use things like light and radio waves for some purpose or other. And so I don't think that it's too chauvinistic to keep looking for these things.
Okay, well, our colleague, Dr. Stephen Hawking, who recently passed away, gave us a warning. And that warning is that, watch out, we have to study these aliens first. We don't want to advertise our existence because we don't know what their intentions are. Look at what happened to the Aztecs when they met Cortez. They made a huge mistake, one of the biggest mistakes in ancient history. They assumed that Cortez was a god. Big mistake, when actually he was a bloodthirsty plunderer searching for gold. So, well, what are your thoughts about those people who think it's a good idea to advertise our existence to the aliens? What are your thoughts?
We have to take
yet another short commercial break. But after the break, we'll try to answer that question. Do we want to advertise our existence when we don't know what's out there? You are listening to Science Fantastic.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on the air and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Check out my website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, about the future of humanity in outer space. We are going to outer space. You know the movie The Martian starring Matt Damon? That movie cost $100 million to make. But the Indian government sent a probe past Mars for $70 million. So it costs more now to make a movie about going to Mars than actually going to Mars. That's how cheap space travel has become. So, Seth, when we last left off, we were talking about the fact that some people want to advertise our existence to the aliens in our space, give our coordinates, tell them about who we are. Other people think that's a horrible idea because we don't know what their intentions are. So, what are your thoughts about whether or not we should advertise our existence to the aliens?
Yeah, well, it's very controversial. I mean to say, this is an emotional topic. Right? People think, oh my God, you know, you're shouting in the jungle, you know, don't have anybody broadcast because who knows what the consequences might be. Well, to begin with, the SETI experiments, which is to say the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, such as our own experiment using big antennas to try and eavesdrop on signals, I mean, we don't broadcast anything. In fact, we don't even have any transmitters, so we can't broadcast. But there are people who indeed want to deliberately broadcast, maybe wake up the aliens. Hey, we're the Earthlings, and we'd, you know, love to meet you and hear what your favorite music is or something, whatever. And just send that into space. And of course, that would tell somebody, maybe, that were here, and who knows, they launch their interstellar battle wagons toward Earth and, you know, incinerate Los Angeles or something. They always seem to go for Los Angeles. Okay, well, it's hard to say that, well, they would never do that. Advanced aliens are just going to be too, you know, too refined, too sophisticated. They're all going to be peaceful. I mean, you can say that, but you have no evidence that that's really true, so maybe it's better not to take any chances. Well, here's my thought. It's too late, right? Because we have been broadcasting into space since the Second World War. Mostly, of course, there's television and FM radio. That all goes into space pretty easily. But the big signals coming from the Earth are radar because they're very directed. So they're very intense. And a lot of the sky is covered up by, covered with radar signals every day. So I think that what you could say is this. Any society out there, no matter whether they're friendly or otherwise, any society that could possibly threaten us by sending something our way, right, they are more advanced than we are. And they don't have to be very much more advanced to have systems, receiving systems that can pick up all this leakage radiation, all these radar sets, or maybe even our television, and they could pick that up anyhow. And so it's too late. I mean, you can worry about this if you want, but we've been broadcasting into space for 70 years. So I do not get exercised when other people want to broadcast deliberate messages. We say, sure, fine, say whatever you want. We've already been telling them we're here.
Okay, so let me ask you then the big question that you've always been asked, and that is, well, why don't they advertise their existence to us? Are they just shy or something, or are we simply not interesting? I mean, why don't they land at the White House lawn, have a press conference, and usher in an age of Aquarius, giving us the benefit of their advanced technology? We'll cure cancer, we'll live forever, we'll explore the universe, compliments of alien technology. So what are your thoughts about, well, how come they don't visit us? Or maybe they have.
Well, one-third of the public thinks they are visiting. You know, the one-third of the public thinks that some of the lights that people see in the sky are actually alien craft. But they never seem to land on the White House lawn. I mean, I don't know what that says. But the fact that we don't get deliberate, you know, information from them, that they don't try and reveal themselves, as you say, and you know, write something in the night sky that everybody could see, so there's no doubt. I have no idea. I mean, that's alien sociology. You have to ask the aliens. You know, well, who knows what their motives are? Maybe they regard us like I regard the ants in my backyard. I mean, I don't go out in the backyard and say, "Hey, ants, here I am." I mean, I just have other things to do in the day. But it might be worth pointing out.
Okay, Seth, we have to take yet another short commercial break. But after the break, I want to talk about flying saucers and the recent disclosure that the military has been photographing these strange lights in the sky. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment. And perhaps your thoughts will be heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is Dr. Seth Shostak, author of the book, Confessions of an Alien Hunter. He has a PhD from Caltech, and he's the senior astronomer at the SETI Institute looking for alien civilizations in outer space. Go to their website, too, Big Picture Science. One word, bigpicturescience.org. Well, Seth, I got to ask you this. I'm broadcasting from New Mexico, not too far from Roswell, where some people think a flying saucer crashed back in 1947. However, I am speaking to other scientists and engineers. But, well, the United States military had to admit that, yes, the government does monitor these things. And, yes, they have picked up photographs of strange things up there that seem to buzz our aircraft faster than the speed of known aircraft. So what are your thoughts about these recent developments that the military and the government may know more than they're letting on? Now, what are your thoughts?
Well, it's true. One third of the public does think that that aliens are buzzing our airspace, and an even higher percentage, this is kind of funny, but an even higher percentage think that the government is covering up knowledge of these things. Well, consider that. I mean, I've actually worked for the federal government, and I was never terribly impressed by their ability to keep secrets, but, you know, who knows? But it does require that the aliens, whatever they're doing, they make sure that all the evidence of whatever they're doing is only available to the government and it can't be picked up by somebody who works at the local science museum in, you know, in North Carolina or something. But even aside from that, even if you think that the government could keep something as interesting and important as visitation, could keep that quiet for the last 70 years, do you also think that the, you know, the Bolivians and the Botswanans and the Belgians and the Brazilians and, you know, everybody else is also keeping it quiet? Because if you don't, then you have to assume that the aliens only want to visit the United States. And, you know, it could be because of our fast food. I have no idea. But, you know, look, there's nothing that would be more interesting than to find out that our planet is being visited by beings from another world. And I to begin with, can't understand why anybody would think that would be kept quiet. But even so, I don't think you could keep it quiet, certainly not for 70 years.
Now, back in March, Vladimir Putin of Russia announced that they are perfecting a new kind of weapon, hypersonic drive, traveling not just at supersonic velocities, but hypersonic velocity, many, many, many times the velocity of sound. Some people think that maybe that's the source of all these UFO sightings, because the United States military then had to admit that, yes, they too have been experimenting with hypersonic drives. And just like the stealth bomber created all this wave of UFO sightings around Area 51, it was just a military craft, but the military had to keep it secret. Now the cat is out of the bag. The Chinese, the Russians, and the U.S., all three countries now admit they've been working on hypersonic drive. So what are your thoughts now when you see these photographs of something buzzing our aircraft, seen by radar, seen by multiple people? Is it just test drive of hypersonic weapons, or is it really some alien joyriding themselves in our atmosphere? What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't know everything the military is doing, obviously. So hypersonic drive sounds pretty interesting. I hope it doesn't make a big noise when they fire it up. But it's true that it's arguably true that many of the UFO sightings were in fact sightings of military aircraft or other vehicles that, the general public just doesn't know about. That could be. But if you're really talking about craft that are alien, that are coming from, some other star system, well, if that were really the case, if that was happening on a regular basis, then don't you think that some of the thousands of satellites we have in orbit around the Earth that are, looking down on the Earth, providing the images you see on Google Earth and other places, that they wouldn't have seen some of these? Or the hundreds of thousands of amateur astronomers who, on a clear night will go out and look at the sky, and each one of them is only looking at a tiny part of the sky, but you can, work out the numbers, and it turns out that collectively they're covering a lot of the sky, and they're doing it continually. And don't you think they might have seen something? I mean, it just doesn't seem to pass the smell test, as Carl Sagan would say. Yeah, I think that if it did, you would see exhibits at all the science museums. Hey, here's the evidence for visitation. And, I don't see it myself, but it would be nothing more interesting. It would be job security for me if we could prove that we're being visited.
And also, there's that famous TV series, Ancient Aliens, saying that maybe we've been visited in the past, looking at pictures that were carved by ancient civilizations that, sort of look like aliens. I've been on the show, you've been on the show, and I'm always careful to say that this is not proof. It could be nothing but artistic license, somebody drawing a priest with lots of hair, feathers, and it looks like a helmet, looks like an alien from outer space. But really, it's ceremonial. But what are your thoughts? Have we been visited in the past?
Well, these things, ancient aliens, it usually considers artifacts that you find in South America, for example, the Nazca lines, which are, big drawings in the sand and so forth. They're not very old. They're maybe 500 years old. You can look at the pyramids in Egypt. They're a little bit older. That's 3,000 years old. But, none of this is very old compared to the history of the Earth. This is all essentially yesterday's stuff. But none of that is terribly convincing, because you can think of alternative explanations for all of it. As you say, the Nazca lines, they look pretty neat. You see this, big turkey when you look at it from the air. But, why do you think that was made to contact aliens or maybe made by aliens? What about the pyramids? You say, oh, man, they must have had alien help to build those things. Well, no. I mean, these people weren't stupid. And they had lots of cheap manpower, so building the pyramids was a big, civil engineering project, but certainly not anything impossible.
Okay, Seth, unfortunately, we have run out of time, but if you want to find more about SETI Institute, go to the SETI Institute website or bigpicturescience.org, and you can listen to their radio program. Our special guest today was Dr. Seth Shostak, senior astronomer at the SETI Institute, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. And Seth Shostak is the dean of scientists who are looking in the heavens for evidence that maybe there are advanced extraterrestrial civilizations in
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.